WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Stanton's public schools adopt an updated cell phone-free policy for the new school year. The Virginia delegation to the Democratic National Convention will support Vice President Harris for the party's presidential nomination. And Senator Tim Kaine says he's in favor of recognizing a Palestinian state once the conditions are right. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 24. Stanton Public Schools will adopt a cell phone-free policy beginning this school year. The news leader reports that students will be required to power off and put away their cell phones in school. The new Away for the Day policy follows Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order that aims to reduce or eliminate cell phone usage in schools and limit the impact of smartphone use on K-12 students' mental health. Stanton's current policy prohibits student use of cell phones, earbuds, and other electronic communication devices during the school day. Now students will be required to store their devices throughout the school day. A Charlottesville City Council proposal would make the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad a part of the city's fire department. The department first teamed up with the all-volunteer rescue squad in 2017 to provide emergency services within city limits. NBC 29 reports that a fire department representative says the change would help the partnership meet state and federal regulations. Council plans a second reading of the ordinance at its August 6th meeting. The Virginia delegation to the Democratic National Convention will support Vice President Kamala Harris for the party's presidential nomination. WAMU's Margaret Barthel has more.
Nearly all the Virginia delegates participated in a non-binding virtual vote Monday night into Tuesday morning. Harris received unanimous support from the 117 who cast ballots. Virginia has 99 so-called pledged delegates who will be able to participate in the first round of voting at the national convention. WAMU and VPM News spoke to more than a dozen Virginia delegates who said they were encouraged by the early energy behind Harris. Matt Royer leads the Virginia Young Democrats.
Being this close to the election, I think that we really need to coalesce around the person that has been closest to this job and the one who will be the most effective at it.
Harris has no clear Democratic challenger and already has the votes she needs to become the nominee.
Margaret Barthel reporting. Governor Glenn Youngkin is putting together an energy plan for Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has a preview.
All of the above. That's the approach Governor Glenn Youngkin is expected to take in his energy plan, which is expected this fall. That includes wind and solar, but also nuclear energy and fossil fuels.
The governor's energy plan, which is, you know, essentially anything and everything, is reckless, it's expensive, and it's irresponsible.
That's Tim Sawinski at the Virginia chapter of the Sierra Club.
We can't afford to keep these projects online because, one, they're bad for our health, they're bad for our future, and they're bad for our pocketbooks because they're extremely expensive to keep online.
Thomas Turner is state director for Conservatives for Clean Energy Virginia. And he says Virginia needs to continue using fossil fuels for now during the transition to renewable energy.
We're seeing more and more conservatives starting to realize that having a broader platform of alternative energy is beneficial to not only our grid, but to also ensure that we're not depending on our enemies for foreign oil. Or even now we're talking about critical minerals.
He says he expects the governor's plan to embrace more nuclear energy in the form of small modular reactors, which critics call an untested and unproven technology pushed by special interest groups. Michael Pope.
Virginia carbon reduction efforts got a boost from Environmental Protection Agency grants this week. The Commonwealth received nearly $100 million to capture methane emissions. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas which leaks from coal mines, landfills, and natural gas systems. Virginia was also awarded $50 million for carbon sequestration projects using natural carbon sinks such as forests and wetlands. The Inflation Reduction Act grants will help Virginia implement its Priority Climate Action Plan, which was supported by an earlier round of grant funding. And finally today, Senator Tim Kaine is breaking with longstanding U.S. policy, surrounding the recognition of a Palestinian state. Kane spoke to reporters earlier this week.
The U.S. position should no longer be whatever Israel says is fine. The position should now be when Palestine is in a capacity to coexist peacefully with its neighbors, the U.S. should do a recognition.
U.S. policy has been to wait for negotiations with Israel and the Palestinians to agree on the framework for an independent state. Kane's announcement came before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address before a joint session of Congress today. Netanyahu and President Joe Biden plan to meet Thursday. The meetings come after Israel's parliament recently voted to reject the establishment of a Palestinian state. A number of countries, including Spain, Norway, and Ireland, already recognize Palestine as a state. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.